This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, yeah, That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above, regardless, dear. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines. Tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side. Older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land. Kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. You showed me love.
Welcome back to a new, improved version of the Callum McSwiggan Show. I am joined today by the wonderful Doug Armstrong. How are you doing, Doug?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I wasn't sure if those like bird tweety sounds was like part of your intro or was that part of the song?
It's at the very end of the song.
Oh, okay. Because that would have been a cool sort of Callum introduction as well.
With little birds.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Yeah, why not?
Doug, so you have been on this show before. You were one of the first guests we ever had on the show, and you are also the first guest we've ever welcomed back.
Yay! So, lucky me.
So it's very great to have you back here, and great to have you back here to kind of launch the new life for the Callum McSwiggan Show. So
yes.
we've changed some things up. We are now every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Just 1 hour condensed. All the amount of fun just in a short amount of time, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're also only exclusively playing music from LGBT artists from now on. Because, you know, I think it's really, really important that we support LGBT plus artists. And we have
Definitely.
One here today in the studio, yourself.
Oh, that's me. Oh, yeah.
tell us what, this has been a very exciting week for you, Doug. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
It has, yes. It's been rather non-stop. Basically, on Monday, I released my first ever proper debut EP, which is super fun. It's called It's Okay to Be Gay. Basically, it's a collection of songs that I put out on YouTube before, but I've always like put them out acoustically, me just playing the piano and singing. But basically, I produced 4 songs into like proper big single songs and like release them to the public and put like loads of effort behind it. I've spent like the last few months working on this EP and like making it as awesome as possible and as big, and yeah, so I'm super proud of like how it went. It's like this week has just been basically telling people about it, including that's why I'm here. Doing lots of things to like try and promote it and get people to listen, because it means a lot to me.
Yeah, and I absolutely love what you've done with it. I mean, I've been listening to it on repeat. It's very
Thank
silly.
You.
It's very fun. But I think what it also kind of does, I love that it kind of, it has this kind of unapologetically queer kind of vibe to
yes,
it. Like it,
very
it,
much
it,
so.
it is silly, but it's also, it's putting the message out there. I mean, it's called It's Okay to Be Gay. And that in itself sends a really strong message. But, you know, in some of these songs, you're just singing about how, literally singing about how much you love dick.
This is true. Yes.
I also kind of love that you've gone on this massive journey with your kind of music career and your career on YouTube, because I know that when I first saw your videos, you weren't even out of the closet. And I feel like you've gone on this like massive roller coaster journey from not even telling your audience that you're gay, and now you're literally releasing music singing about dick and
That's
bum and
so
balls.
True. I never really thought about it like that, but yeah, it's true. I mean, I have been on YouTube for a few years, quite a few years actually. So I have kind of just lived my life online and YouTube over the years, and like as I've kind of progressed as a person, then I guess like I've kind of portrayed that on YouTube as well, mm-hmm. and my content has changed over the years as I've gone through different phases. And then over the last few years, I've been focusing a lot more on music, as I've always been very musical, but I just become to realize that that's like one of my biggest passions and it's one of my favorite things to do. And it was finding the right way to do that, as I did sort of experiment over the years with like doing covers here and there, but I think I really sort of started to find my like musical voice about a year and a half ago when I started writing these sort of comedy LGBT songs, as they were like the most authentic like music stuff that I've ever done before, I think, which is why it sort of really worked and why people seem to like them.
Well, you do seem very, very happy doing them, and I feel like your true self really, really comes out and it really shows.
Yes, I do really like dick.
do you think you will always kind of be writing? I know you said you were kind of leaning into comedy music now, which I think is amazing. Do you think it's always going to have a kind of LGBT plus slant, or do you think you might kind of take it in other directions?
Ooh, that's a good question, actually. I haven't really thought about that. I mean, I've just kind of, yeah, I'm at where I am at the moment, because like that's where I'm most comfortable. And it's probably because it's like the easiest kind of things for me to write, like because I'm just kind of writing about myself and about being gay and LGBT and things like that, because that's what I know. But that's not to say in the future I think it could be fun to sort of challenge myself to write in like different things in different mm-hmm. directions, and to push myself in different ways. But I mean, I'm always going to be gay, so I'm sure that would be a common theme throughout my music in the future. But yeah, it's hard to say.
And how do you feel about kind of other artists almost not, I don't want to say hiding their sexuality or gender identity, but kind of leaning away from it? You know, you have artists out there who may be LGBT plus, but they kind of, they don't use pronouns at all in their music to kind of avoid the fact that they might be gay or bi or lesbian. And then you have artists out there who, like we had at the beginning of the show, we had Frank Ocean, who quite openly sings about his love for men. You know, what do you think is kind of like the right thing to do in that situation?
I think, yeah, it's a really tricky one. I mean, we've come a long way. I think even 5 years ago, there were very few people that were openly gay in the music world compared to where we are now. And I think there was always kind of that stigma of, if I'm out on, like, and I'm a musician, then all the girl fans won't like me and things like that. So I think that's kind of just always been lingering around since mm-hmm. the early days of music. But we've definitely come a long way, especially in the last few years, with people like Troye Sivan, Years and Years, things like that. People that have shown that it, like, you can still be successful even if you are just being yourself. And for some of them, like, probably even more successful than they would have been had they tried to hide it. So I think it's still, people are sort of figuring that out and learning, but I think we're definitely headed in the right direction, and hopefully it shouldn't be sort of even a second thought for people in a few years.
And do you think there's any truth in what you mentioned there about the whole, you know, if you come out as gay, your teenage fan base might kind of turn on you? Because I think we've kind of seen the opposite of that. You know, we've seen people like Troye Sivan come out and his audience has gone through the roof, and his adoring teenage girl fans have been as supportive as ever, and then he's kind of generated a new audience on top of that. So do you think there's any truth in that? I mean, even for yourself, you know, you're making this music and you have a lot of kind of teenage girls who love your music, as well as, you know, adult gay men. So I don't think it's had any negative effect for you, or has it?
I mean, yeah, not that I feel like I've noticed, but I don't think it's an issue, really. I think it was just people were worried that that was the issue. But then, like, people like Troye Sivan, as you say, have sort of proven that that's not the case, and that, you know, people aren't just loving them because they're a hot guy that they might be able to sort of be their boyfriend or something like that. They're loving them because of their music and because, okay, well, some of them might be very attractive, like Troye Sivan, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, so I really think it's something that people have realised isn't so important and they have stopped worrying about so much, which is probably why it's becoming more common for people to just be themselves and be open mm-hmm. about their sexuality.
You mentioned attractiveness there, and I think there's a little something that we should touch upon here, and that is the fact that your EP cover.
Haha, yes.
You don't have very many clothes on there, Douglas.
No, I forgot to bring the clothes to the photo shoot, actually, funnily enough. Fortunately, I had some jeans, which I did put on, but that was pretty much all I was wearing for some of the shots. Some of the shots also not wearing the jeans, which was fun. I did have a bouquet of flowers, though, just to make sure everything was...
your modesty.
Yeah, I did. It was a bit of a... Yeah, it was a really fun shoot to do, actually, with my friend Linda, who took the shots. Yeah, and it was just me just being unapologetically myself, which is always... I'm often topless, so that's me.
And were you trying to kind of almost like bring a little bit of sex appeal again to kind of make a statement? Were you trying to say, you know, this is me and who I am, and I'm a gay man, but I'm also a sexual gay man? Kind of like, I don't want to compare you to George Michael, but, you know, that's what George Michael was doing back in the day. He was saying, yes, I'm gay, and I'm not just going to kind of abide by heteronormative rules. I'm going to be a gay man, and I'm going to be very open about the fact that I have a sex life and I am a sexual person. Were you trying to do something with that, or was it just an excuse to take your clothes off?
I mean, maybe on some subconscious level that was the case, but I mean, really, it was just like, I, as you know, like, I just love to be shirtless and naked all the time. That's just me. I'm just like, clothes are not for me. So I was like, why would I put clothes on for a photo shoot that's like supposed to be about me being myself and authentic?
Absolutely.
So,
and
took them off.
You're absolutely right. Being yourself is you being with your clothes off.
Yes,
Doug and I have, we've gone to a lot of festivals and prides this summer, and we've always accidentally, our shirts just seem to fall off.
I know. They're just like, they're gone.
Well, it's amazing to have you here, Doug. Oh, wait, thank no, you. There's one more thing I want to ask you about. Your secret deliveries this week.
Aha, yes.
Tell us a little bit about
this on
that.
Monday. So basically, I spent the weekend and a few days before planning this thing. And then on Monday, I basically went around to loads of my friends' houses, including you,
yes,
and surprised them with this little, basically this box of gay that I put together. So there was, obviously it was like to promote my EP, so I had that in there. Like, that was one of the gayest things. But I basically, yeah, sort of said that I'd looked around on the internet looking for the most gay things that I could find and put them all in this box. So yeah, we had obviously the EP. Then there was like a load of unicorn stuff, including like this giant 4-foot unicorn balloon that everyone got, which I quickly realized after filling them up was going to be very tricky to get in my car, but just about managed to squeeze 7 of them in. And then yes, I had some cupcakes from Hummingbird Bakery, which they
didn't
spawn because I had to pay for them, which were like some unicorn cupcakes and rainbow ones and stuff. So all everything just super gay, basically just to kind of bring a bit of joy into people's gray miserable Mondays. And put a smile on their face, which I think it did, because most people, well, I don't think anyone really knew that I was going to be buzzing on their door and delivering it personally.
I had literally no idea you were going to show up at my door. And I think, was I in my underwear when you came?
No, I think you were clothed.
I was dishevelled and not ready for you, though.
You did this weird, like, double take of it. It was like, the first hi was like, oh, hi, I'm just answering the door because I'm expecting a delivery. And then it was like, oh, my God, hi, it's you. Like, it was this weird sort of, huh?
Yeah,
was
I was really taken aback. But it was a really nice touch. It was a really, really lovely way to kind of launch your EP, and it got some amazing support as well.
It did, yes. Everyone was so kind in posting things on stories and stuff. You, Rowley, Dodie, like, everyone that I pretty much sent it to was very supportive, which was very kind. And, like, I was quite overwhelmed, actually, with how much people wanted to support me, so it was like, yeah, very touching.
Yeah, well, I feel like you are a core part of the kind of YouTube community, and particularly the LGBT plus YouTube community, and it's really lovely to see kind of everyone rallying around you and giving you that support, because it's very, very well deserved.
Oh, thank you.
But that's enough of listening to your voice.
I know, right?
let's actually listen to a little bit of your music. So this is I Really Want a Boyfriend from your new EP.
Hey.
I really want a boyfriend, but the way my love life's going, I'm gonna die alone. I really want someone to hold till the day that I get old, at the age of 29. Out there, let me know if you wanna be mine. This is the most desperate thing I've ever done, but please date me. Here's the reasons why. Tall brown hair, play the piano really sick. That's about it, got a pretty average wit. Everything else is proportional and legit. My engineering degree makes me a bit of a geek. 4 times a week I'm in the gym, caring too much about my physique. And too much of my time is spent ensuring my quiff's on fleek. This is a call to all the gays out there. Let me know if you're my type. Wish I could say the looks are mad, but to me they do. It's what gets me. Swipe right. You gotta be tall, but not taller than me. That's about all. Just kidding, don't be silly. Be around the age of 23 and a half. Brown hair's good, blonde is too. Now, who says I'm picky? I'm not as picky as you. But also fun, smart muscle, gym, cool, hot abs, with just to name a few. Surely can't be that hard to find someone for me. Maybe I should care less about looks and look to the soul to find someone for me. It's hopeless. If only I was straight, maybe I'd find someone today. A mass swiper to the right. Right, swipe right for you. Swipe right for him, even though he's a two. Scoop back, do bad, right for Mr. Right. He ain't my type, but I still swipe right. Yeah, right for tiny ones, now he's a delight. Right pass out the right, I saw the thumb.
That was I Really Want a Boyfriend by the handsome chap in front of me, Mr. Doug Armstrong.
Hey, and I do, so contact me on at Doug Armstrong if you are an available boy. I'm just kidding.
Or his phone really. Number is 07. We've had the lovely Chloe tweet in. She said, it's making me so emotional hearing you talk about your EP, Pure
Thank
Happiness.
Thank you so much, Chloe. That's so kind of you. Chloe was there at Summer in City. I didn't get a chance to see her this year, but I saw her last year. And she sung along to all the words in my crop top song, which is another one that's on the EP. So yeah, that it meant a lot.
That's wonderful. Did she buy a copy though? That's the important question.
Ooh,
here.
I don't know.
Uh-oh, naughty Chloe. Naughty
Maybe
Chloe.
Maybe online.
If you do want to tweet us, then you can do that at, by tweeting at Fubar Radio, and you can also send us your sex confessions. Doug and I will be reacting to those later on in the show, and you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com, and that is completely anonymous, so don't worry about us airing your dirty laundry all over the internet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. There's always already been some coming in, I hear.
Uh-huh, yes. Yeah. How do you feel about porn, Doug?
It's porn. Yep. Love it.
It's time for everyone's favourite segment of the game. This is Porn or Not Porn. So for our lovely listeners who may not know this game, I have 5 random sound clips. Some of these are from porn and some of these are from not from porn.
I can't remember how well I did when I last came on here. So I don't think I did very well.
When you last came on the show, I was like quizmaster, but now I'm in it with you.
I do not have the answers.
And we have to figure them out together.
Oh, cool.
We also have a theme this week. As your last name is Armstrong, uh-huh, and you spend an awful lot of time in the gym working on your physique.
Once or twice a month.
The theme this week is weightlifters. So we have to figure out whether these are sound bites from weightlifters or from porn.
I see where this is going, yes.
Shall we jump right in, Douglas?
I'm very excited for
this. Okay, here we go. Here is our first porn or not porn.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm really happy.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't know what was said at the end there. Did
I'm
you
really
catch that?
Happy, maybe.
Is that what he said? Let's hear it again.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm really happy.
Ah, really happy.
I'm really happy.
Well, they sound, is that like Eastern European? Like Russia? German?
I don't even want to try and guess.
I have no idea.
It sounds sort of, yeah, Eastern-y, European-y maybe.
Now, like Eastern Europe is like the like capital of porn in the world. So it would make a lot of sense.
It would. You often sort of, I feel like you often hear that accent in porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know because I never watch
apparently,
it.
That's
apparently,
what
that's what I hear.
One more time, go on, give it to me.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm really happy.
I feel like if I was watching porn and there was this guy that just said, yeah, it's not bad, I'm really happy, then I think it would be a bit of a letdown. So I'm hoping that's not porn.
I'm kind of hoping it is. Like,
really?
He just sounds so happy. He just sounds like he's so, really happy to be there.
I mean, no, he sounds very, like, nonchalant, like, not happy. He's just like, meh. It's just like, oh, yeah, not bad.
So
I'm hoping it's not porn.
I'm kind of leaning towards not porn with this one. Shall we say not porn?
Okay, go on then. Yeah.
Okay, not porn. Final answer.
Drum roll, please.
And not porn.
Not porn.
It is Ukraine's star Olympian, Dmytro Chuma, was happy with lean muscle after having it measured in a weird pod thing that he had to sit in. Very descriptive there.
Yeah, I actually know what that is. It's like a body fat analyzer thingy, I think.
Uh-huh. And he's very happy.
Yes. Can we hear? Not bad. Very happy.
Can we hear him one more time?
Yeah, go on.
Yes, not bad. I'm really happy.
Really happy.
Really happy. It makes a lot of sense now that we understand the context.
Well, we got that one right.
Yes.
Very, very, very proud of us. Win-win. All right, let's hear the next one.
My name is Fernando Reyes. I'm 27 years old.
Like, what is the music in the back? It sounds like The Exorcist or something.
It sounds really sad. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Like, this is the beginning of the sob story or something.
Literally, it's like he's on the X Factor and he's like about to, it's like, oh, I sing because it's me. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. But yeah, it sounds like some kind of weird, sad, depressing thing.
Yeah, but then they make all kinds of porn now and they've really, I feel like recently they've started really investing in trying to give them like a backstory and stuff.
Really?
So this could be like, yeah.
Again, I wouldn't know because I don't ever
watch porn.
Never watch porn. But I can't say I've ever watched porn with a sort of VT sub story before it starts. Like, let's just do a little background on all of the characters you're about to watch have penetrative sex.
Yeah, I can't say I have either.
No.
But you never know.
It's possible, but I'm again just gonna really hope that it's not porn, otherwise that's kind of some of the weirdest porn I've ever heard of.
Do you want to hear it again?
Go on then.
My name is Fernando Reyes. I'm 27 years old.
See, I feel like that track could have a turn and it could be like an uplifting thing, and it's like a little montage as he takes his clothes off or something.
Maybe it was like a before and after where he used to be like, I don't know, unattractive, and now he's like this amazing porn star with a big dick and six pack and stuff. And it's like the before and it's all sad and now he's a porn star, isn't it? I don't know, literally don't know. I don't think so.
Possibly. So what are we saying?
Definitely not porn.
Are you saying
surely
not porn?
Surely can't be. I will be
I kind of feel like it is porn, but since you're a special guest, I'm gonna go with you.
Okay, we can always go against each other.
I don't want to compete. I'm not a competitive person. Right. Let's say not porn.
Not porn. Dun, dun, dun.
Not porn! World champion weightlifter Fernando Rice. His competition best is a 435-kilogram total, which he did at the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio.
That is a lot of weight.
Well done, Fernando.
That's like me after all the cakes. 435 kilograms. How do you lift that much?
I have no idea. But yeah, so maybe that was his like little backstory.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Not sure again why it was the sad music, but there we go.
All right.
Good old Fernando.
Next one is...
That does not look enticing to me at all.
That has to be porn. Or I don't know, he could be looking at a massive weight and he's like, oh, I don't know. That does not look enticing to me at all.
Give me one more time.
That does not look enticing to me at all.
Maybe it's like a gay porn star and there's a naked woman in front of him.
Yeah, that's possible.
You know?
Again, like, you kind of want the porn to be like, I don't know, you don't want to really hear that at the beginning of a porn film, really,
no,
do you?
No, you really don't.
No,
like,
you
want them to be excited for it.
Yeah, not like, again.
Go on then.
His dick doesn't look very good, does it?
Oh, yeah. Put it in my mouth then,
okay.
I guess.
Because I paid to. Again, you never know, maybe some kind of weird niche porn that people are into that, like... porn that where the porn stars don't want to be there.
Yeah, where they're acting like they don't, yeah. But the stars are obviously consenting. Yeah, and I feel like there is quite a demand for that, which is a little bit worrying. But you know, let's hear it again.
Okay,
that does not look enticing to me at all.
I'm just kind of, I'm really imagining him just like staring at somebody who's like bent over with their like ass on show. That's kind of what I'm visualizing, and him just being like, that does not
maybe
look enticing
like
at all.
The porn outtakes where they didn't make the final cut, but like
maybe.
He was supposed to like stick it in there, and he was just like, guys, that does not look like, I'm not doing this. I quit.
Yeah.
Could be like some porn bloopers.
I'm saying porn.
Really?
Are you with me on this? No, you're not.
Not really.
You want to say not porn?
Fine, just for the sake of it. Yeah, go on then.
Porn?
Yeah.
Okay, porn. Final answer.
It's not though, is it?
Oh, it is!
Oh, my God!
Tatted up trainer slut fucks her client. He was saying that working out at the gym isn't enticing at all. Then she enticed him to work out by getting naked.
Oh.
See, it makes so much sense now we have the backstory.
His acting was so good that I believed him. That's amazing.
Well, you know, porn actors are renowned for being incredibly good actors.
They are.
Oscar-winning.
Yeah. I'm quite surprised. But I mean, we got it right, kind of.
Three for three, Doug. Yeah. With great teamwork here. All right, next one.
Okay.
What we need to finish with is some stretches.
One more time. Something about stretches.
Something about stretches.
What we need to finish with is some stretches.
I thought we could finish by doing some stretches.
No, it's like, so what we're going to finish with is some stretches, I think is what he said.
See, I feel like they're trying to trick us with this one. I feel like this is porn again.
When do you stretch in porn?
No, but again, like, it could be like a role play gym situation, and like,
ooh, that would be really sneaky of your producer if they did that.
Oh, they're sneaky rascals,
sneaky
producers.
Go on, give it to us one more time.
What we need to finish with is some stretches.
It's very echoey. I feel like porn actors are often close mic'd. If I'm being technical about it, again, not that I ever watched porn, have no history of knowledge of porn.
I've seen the history on your iPhone.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Lock it away. I don't think that could be porn.
No?
I'm going to have to say not porn.
Okay, fine. Not porn. We are saying not porn.
Not porn.
Dun, dun, dun. Porn!
Oh, no!
This is why you should listen to me, Doug.
Sorry.
Gym sex is the best workout. A girl and guy were at the gym and started stretching, then just fucked like 1,000 times all through the gym. So it's the role play.
Yeah, that makes sense. Again, it's pretty sneaky. By the way, that was gym sex, as in like workout sex, not like sex with Jim, a man named Jim. The way he said it, I was like, huh?
Terrible dad joke.
Well, no, I thought that's what you said.
All right, let's have...
And yeah, there was Echo, so it was equally bad filmed porn, apparently.
Well, there is porn out there that is amazingly produced, but I feel like a lot of it is poorly filmed.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's all on a budget, isn't it?
Exactly.
And it's like, who really cares when it's about the content?
Good choice of words there, Doug.
Yes.
All right, the last one is...
Definitely always had a passion for being an athlete.
The music is just so porn.
Oh, but it could be like sort of...
I feel like it's not porn.
It could be like workout DVD as well. Like,
yeah.
Cheesy, low-quality, shitty workout DVD. Go on, give us one more time.
Definitely always had a passion for being an athlete.
I think not porn. I do.
I'm kind of thinking the same.
Like, it really sounds like porn, but yeah. I feel like they're trying to trick us.
Have we only had one porn, though?
We've had two.
Mm. Ooh, so it could be either
way. Could go either way.
Dang it. Play it one more time.
Definitely always had a passion for being an athlete.
She kind of sounds like a porn actress.
She does. Yeah. She kind of has that. That's an LA accent,
yeah,
right?
Like California girl.
And there's a lot of kind of porn stars over in LA.
But then she
could be I'm sure there's a lot of bodybuilders, you know,
indeed.
Muscle Beach and all that in LA. So
yeah, filming fitness videos with all those LA actors.
Exactly. So this could really go either way. Gonna need a decision. This is all on you, Douglas.
Okay, can we ask the audience?
No.
I'm gonna say not porn.
Not porn.
Not porn.
Not porn. Final answer.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, go on.
The answer is
Not porn!
Video called "These Female Weightlifters Will Inspire You to Embrace Your Muscles." And it was girls talking about how they were scared to get too big from lifting weights, but now love their bodies and encourage other women to get involved in the sport.
Aww.
What a wonderfully positive note end.
Yeah, what a cute ending.
This horrendous game.
Wait, just play it one more time so we can hear it with context.
Okay, here we go.
Definitely always had a passion for being an athlete.
Yeah, I feel really bad now that I thought she was a porn star.
Her voice sounded porny.
Yeah,
that was
mean.
I feel bad. Sorry, lady.
We retract.
Apparently,
retract all of that.
She was talking about how she used to be a cheerleader.
I don't know. Good for her. Good for her.
Good on you.
We support you.
And you know, if it doesn't work out, there's always porn.
Never listen to Doug's advice.
No.
All right, shall we have a bit more music?
Yay.
All right, let's have a very good friend of ours, a very special little bisexual legend.
Oh, yeah.
This is the amazing Dodie.
Yes.
Take a look at the clock, only so long to go. Scrubbing smooth young skin, saying, I don't know. Grab a bag, grab a bottle, but leave the what if. You'll see it in the morning after your kicks. All you need for a rocking good time is a bunch of people who don't give a damn. There's a yes in your head, gotta find where it's at. You'll lose it in the morning, but ignore. Tattoos and that colourful mess is just colour for regret. Black lipstick will never be a sin. We'll regret it when we're old with wrinkled up skin. Regret it when we're old with wrinkled up skin. Regret it when we're old with wrinkled up skin. But it's warm and it's heavy and we're trying to float. Don't forget she'll be right when it's 3 a.m. So shiver, but shiver with a friend. And we're not bruised, they're just party tattoos. And the colourful mess is just colourful grey. Black lipstick will never be a sin. Or regret it when we're old with wrinkled up skin. Tell him you'd never dream of living behind a door. Life was fun, full of love, full of hopeful smiles. Bet you wish you were here, but I'll see you in a while.
was Party Tattoos by the lovely, lovely Dodie there. She's such,
so lovely.
Such a gentle little angel.
I'm about to sneeze.
Oh, God.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever do that on radio?
Completely
ruin the moment.
Completely ruin the ambience here.
Oh, but it was such a nice song as well.
And you just completely ruined it. Doug and I are going to be reacting to your sex confessions in just a little bit. So if you want to send them in, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com. But right now we're going to play another little game. How do you feel about dating apps, Doug?
Oh, I have a love-hate relationship with them.
Ooh,
like, I feel like I need them. But I just get so bored of swiping and then messaging people and then not replying, or like people messaging me and me not being bothered to reply. And yeah, it's just like I haven't had much success with them.
So. Yeah, me neither. And I think for me, like I often, you know, I'll see somebody on a dating app and I'll be like, oh, maybe I'm not sure. And I might swipe them left and then I'll meet them in person. I'll be like, oh, wow, like you're completely different. I feel like somebody, you know, the way they act and their personality and everything really does change, you know, how attracted you are to somebody.
Yeah, I also feel like I'm not very good at sort of judging someone from a few photos as well. Because as you say, like, sometimes you can meet them and they're, like, just totally different.
Yeah.
Like, either way, like, in a good way or a bad way. So, yeah, it's tricky.
Well, then, I feel like you're going to like this game, Doug, because we have turned dating apps completely on their head. In this game, you're going to get just one piece of information about your date, and you're going to have to decide whether you're going to swipe left or right. Based on
this
that
is like
one
my
piece of information
worst
alone.
Nightmare, actually. I'm bad enough at making decisions as it is, but.
All right, so your first one. You're on a first date, and your date tells you they're into reptiles and own multiple snakes at home.
Left.
Left, just no.
I hate snakes.
Oh,
they're
do
so
you?
Gross, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really not a fan of snakes. But I wouldn't not date somebody because they own snakes.
They'd have to be, I mean, but you're giving me one piece of information.
Yeah,
like they have to be hot if they had snakes. But I think it's quite telling about someone if they're like into snakes, because that's kind of gross.
I don't know. I've known some hot guys who've owned snakes.
Really?
No,
name one.
Lied.
Yeah,
completely
exactly.
Made that up. I've really made that up. All right, fair enough. No snakes.
Based on history, I've never met a hot person that owns snakes. So
okay, you'd like them to have one snake though.
Funny.
cheeky.
Put that in a cage.
All right, you're on a first date and you find out your date is part of the Church of Scientology.
Ooh, that's got to be a no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in complete agreement with you on that.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever date someone who was, a Scientologist.
I just find it's an... Did you watch the Louis Theroux documentary on it?
I've seen it twice. I love it.
Yeah,
it's
me
so
too.
Good.
And it's just insane. It feels like a weird little... I'm very sorry if there are any Scientologists listening, but I really doubt that there are.
Probably not,
It just seems
they hate
like...
gays mostly, don't they, as well?
Yeah. So I'm not really comfortable with this whole Scientology thing, so I'm also going to say no on that one.
They're also going to now attack your show.
Uh-oh.
Like all those ones I've seen, they're going to be like, "Oh wait, is that them outside with signs?"
Oh, not again.
Callum is going to go to hell. Oh no!
Oh, damn!
Dang it!
Damn
no,
it.
love Scientology.
We already
Sign
had
me up.
The Westboro Baptist Church show up.
Did
once.
You actually?
Yeah, they weren't happy.
No
weren't
way
happy with the show.
With your show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, this didn't happen.
Okay.
This did not
I believe
happen,
I'm very gullible.
Yeah, very gullible.
Yeah, that would be cool if they did, though.
You're on a third date with someone you really like, and you find out that they have, in the past, slept with 5,000 people. I'm impressed.
Well, they're very experienced.
Yeah.
That must be like one or two people a day.
It's
at
a
least.
Lot of people. It depends how old they are.
Well,
but
this is true.
It's an awful lot of people. I would honestly be impressed, and I would want to quiz them more on this, but I don't think it would turn me off. You know, I'm not...
But then, like, you're just, like, 5,001, so is it really worth your time?
I think I would be concerned that, like, you know, how am I going to beat 5,000 people,
this
essentially?
Is true.
But I don't think it would be... I think it would worry me, but I don't think it would be enough for me to stop dating them.
Okay. But then also you don't know what they've got if they've been with 5,000 people.
But you can get tested, you know?
Sure.
And they could have had safe sex with 5,000 people, you know?
Sure.
So...
Okay. Still going to swipe left.
You're swiping left? Okay. I'm going to swipe right.
Really?
I'm going to be number 5,001, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
They're on my maybe list.
Okay.
If I'm getting desperate.
All right. Our last one is you're on a date and your date is allergic to all your favorite foods.
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, food's such a big one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
I feel like one of my favorite things to do with friends or someone I'm dating or whoever it is to share food and really like have that experience together and like talk about the food and oh my god this tastes so good, like enjoy this.
Yeah.
And if they couldn't eat any of it,
and I like making food as well, yeah, like cooking for them and like making like special desserts whatever. And then if I can't put like anything in it and it has to be like some vegan, gluten-free, blah, 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 like it's just, they're never as good. Like, okay, sure, gluten-free on its own, like you can get some good stuff.
Yeah.
But like as soon, yeah, if they're allergic to that much, you're just going to be so limited with what you can make them that it's going to be very boring having.
But you are usually, you are very good with that, Doug. I mean, I've been over to your place for dinner parties and all sorts many a time and you're very catering for people with intolerances.
Yeah, like I could do like a vegetarian meal.
Yeah.
Or like, I know I've made a gluten-free chocolate cake, which was pretty good as well.
But if they're allergic like, to everything, yeah, you just, like,
that
it's
is
too much.
Tricky, yeah. If they're that restrictive, I don't think I could handle it. Unless they're Shawn Mendes, then maybe.
Then we'll let it slide.
Okay, sure.
Then we'll let it slide. Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with you on that one. We've had some more people tweet in. The lovely Natasha Dancy says she's really enjoying listening to the show. And Phoebe Barron has tweeted in asking us if Calabro is included in LGBT plus artists and music. And yes, of course, Calabro are included. And we will be playing some of their music on shows in future. No Calabro for today, I'm afraid. But I promise. Maybe next week.
So what was your criteria? You said just like as long as there's someone in the band, generally.
Yeah, you know, like if somebody is LGBT plus in the band or it's an artist, you know, we really want to celebrate that. And
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's what we'll be playing on the show.
Must be like the only show doing that, maybe.
Maybe.
Potentially. You might need to fact check that, but let's just claim it for now.
Let's just say
it is. The only one we know of in the world.
Let's say that. Well, I think we should have a little bit of your music, Doug, since we are
not me again.
Here
okay.
to promote your EP today. So let's have a little bit of It's Okay, It's Okay to Be Gay.
Okay to be gay.
If you're confused about yourself and your sexuality, be patient, look inside yourself and set your mind free. It doesn't really matter whatever you say, because everybody probably already knows that you're gay. When you like a guy but he doesn't like you back, he's probably more into boobs than your dick and six pack. 99% of the world thinks the other way, but I promise that it's okay to be gay. Yes, I promise that it's okay to be gay. When the US president is anti-gay rights, it doesn't mean you're wrong, it's just he's got a narrow mind. As long as you don't stop the US being great one day, then I promise that it's okay to be gay. Who knows, the president might even be gay. He's been closeted for so long that he's got a trophy babe. He's probably never seen the movies, let alone get laid. So I promise that it's okay to be gay. If you find yourself pretending to yourself that you are straight, get on Tinder, find a guy and go out on a date. The worst thing that could happen is you decide that you're not gay, or he's a serial killer and locks you in a cage, or worst of all, he lied about his age. It's okay. First gay partners, then gay weddings. I think you know where this is heading. Gay renewals, gay funerals. Gays are taking over the world. Lesbians, gays,
Probably, maybe, might be, could be okay to be gay. 100% is definitely okay to be gay. It probably, maybe, might be, could be okay to be gay. 100% is definitely okay to be gay. It probably, maybe, might be, could be okay to be gay. 100% is definitely okay to be gay. It probably, maybe, might be, could be okay to be gay. 100% is definitely okay to be gay. It probably, maybe, might be, could be okay to be gay. 100% is definitely okay to be gay. It probably, maybe, might be, could be okay to be gay. 100% is definitely okay to be gay. I hope.
Fubar Radio presents
Film This with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Will you see Mamma Mia 2? Here we go again.
No.
I will. Mate, I love Colin Firth and Pierce Brosnan.
More than Hugh Grant?
Don't ever, ever ask such a stupid question.
Why haven't they cast Hugh Grant in this film?
Why isn't Hugh Grant in every film?
Yeah, he should be in every film.
So, yes, we've not seen
Mamma
Mia.
Black Panther. It's not one film that Hugh Grant couldn't improve.
Every Friday,
Film This with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
from 1 p.m.
Fubar Radio. Callum McSwiggan on Fubar Radio.
Are you ready for some sex confessions, Doug?
I'm so ready. I love all things sex, including confessions.
All right, so lots of lovely people have sent in their sex confessions. Thank you so much to everyone who has. Let's dive right in. Would you like to read the first one, Doug?
I would love to. Now, this isn't me, by the way, confessing. This is one that has been sent in. I'm a major exhibitionist. My dream is to have sex in a public hot tub.
Well, I feel like you are an exhibitionist, Doug. So
well,
I
this
do
is true.
Kind of feel like that
yeah.
that fits.
Anyone could just like soundbite these and be like, Doug Armstrong admits. Wow. I mean, yeah, it's true. I am a bit of an exhibitionist. A public hot tub, yeah.
I'm really interested to know, like, when they say a public hot tub, were there, like, loads of people around, like, watching? Did they do it like sneaky on the sly, or were they like kind of not being sneaky but there wasn't anyone around? Like, was this a middle of the night thing, or was this, you know, just in the middle of the afternoon?
Well, I think that's their dream. I don't think they're saying they've done it.
Oh yeah, no, I totally missed that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's achievable.
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely feel like
that probably happens all the time.
Yeah.
You've probably just been sat next to someone and not even realized it.
Yeah, I feel I feel like that's very, very doable.
Do it.
So yeah.
I mean, well, don't break the laws and stuff. You know?
Is it? I guess it is illegal.
You can't have sex in public. Obviously, we all know this. So don't do it.
Don't do that.
No, we could not recommend
super
any such things.
Never do that.
Hot tub at home.
Put it in your back garden. Would that be all right? Like, put it in your back garden, because that's still your property.
Depends if you're overlooked, I think.
Yeah, but then they shouldn't be looking into your back garden.
Funny rules about it. Not that from past experience or anything,
territory.
You know.
All right, don't do that.
Walking around the garden naked.
Sure.
No, just kidding.
All right, the next one. We moved house recently. Me and my boyfriend had sex in every room to give it a good send-off.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I love that. That's really nice. I remember when me and my ex first moved in to our new place.
Oh, yeah.
We did exactly that. Like,
to
we went
consummate
and,
each room.
Yeah, like christened each room.
Even like the utility room.
We didn't have a utility room. You know, hallway, kitchen, bathroom.
Okay.
Bedroom, obviously.
A closet?
Stairs. No closet. We can do it in the closet.
Just out of the closet.
Uh-huh.
Aha. That's cool.
I think that's actually quite... Is it weird if I say that's romantic?
No, I get you.
It's like saying, like, properly saying goodbye to it.
Yeah.
I think that's really
and, like,
sweet.
Like a good sort of last memory of your last house.
Yeah. Because I imagine as well, like, it would have been in those... kind of in the state of moving. So there would have been, like, moving boxes and, like, empty rooms and... something quite fun about.
Hopefully, like, the sale had all gone through and stuff, and that they didn't sort of add this to the property listing.
There was
had sex in every room before we left.
We checked the property and there weren't stains, but now there are all these stains all over the carpets.
Yes.
And not really sure about what that's about.
Okay, I've got another one for you.
Okay,
again, not me, but I fancy my dad's best friend. End of. No explanation possible.
I feel like this happens to people all the time. Like,
yeah, probably. I feel like you're not alone there.
I tend not to like an older man, but like if I did, I'm sure I would like be crushing on all my dad's friends, probably.
Yeah. I mean, again, not really my type, but I totally understand it. A lot of people are into older guys.
Yeah.
And maybe your dad's best friend isn't even your dad's age. Maybe he's younger.
Or
maybe
that's
he's
true.
Older as well.
Ooh, that's possible. I've definitely done brother's friends.
Really?
Like all my brother's friends.
Yeah. Actually, I've had a little bit of that as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it is a bit of a dodgy one, though, isn't it?
I feel like you shouldn't act on it.
No.
That would be my advice.
Just keep it in
Keep it under lock and key.
Maybe don't tell your dad either, because that would be awkward.
Yeah, I just don't feel like that conversation needs to happen.
No.
It just doesn't need to happen, does it?
We did right in keeping this anonymous.
Yes.
Sarah. Oops. Oh, no, just kidding. No, it wasn't a Sarah.
It wasn't a Sarah, I promise. I once walked in on my sister and my roommate having a threesome with someone a decade older than them. I don't think that a decade older is that bad.
No. Like, I mean, I guess there's a bit of relativity into like how old the sister and the roommate were. But, I mean, generally, no, I don't think it's that bad.
I'm a little bit... like, it's not the person who's a decade older that is interesting me. It's the fact that your sister and your roommate are getting it on.
Oh, yeah, that's also true.
Is this a sister and my roommate? Is that one person? Is it the sister and the roommate? Or is it two separate people?
Well, two separate people because they're having a threesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I would like to know how this came to be.
Yeah. That's true. I think we glossed over that part. Like, suddenly you walk in and your roommate's having sex with your sister.
And somebody 10 years older than both of them.
Yeah. I guess it is a bit of a weird thing to walk into, to be fair.
Yeah.
A bit unexpected. But I don't think the decade bit comes into it that much.
No, right. I think that's fine. I would get with somebody a decade older than me.
Would you?
I mean, I haven't. But like, if I was attracted to somebody who was 10 years older than me, I wouldn't let the age throw me off.
No,
I just
exactly.
tend to be attracted to people my own age or slightly younger.
Yeah, same. But I know a lot of people that would get with someone older than, and even a decade isn't a problem, if not more.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've definitely met people actually that are sort of our age and going out with people a lot older than that. So
I know, like 30 years older.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like that's not that uncommon. So,
but still, again, walking in on your sister and your roommate with a third person is probably weird enough in itself.
It's a lot to handle.
It is
a lot to take in.
Good luck.
Do you want to read this one, Douglas?
This one is me. I pulled a girl on a night out. I pulled a girl on a night out and she came home with me and we were having sex and I only realized she was on her period when I was balls deep.
Like that's fine though, isn't it? Right, like people have sex when they're on their period all the time. But I guess if it's unexpected,
I know nothing about straight sex.
I mean, me and Doug are like the wrong people to comment.
I'm
on
pretty
this.
Sure that's quite a common thing though. It's fine.
Lovely producers time, are just telling us that it's fine. And but yeah, so I think it's cool. But I feel like
it's not the most hygienic thing.
But if you have a wash. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I really can't comment on this.
Maybe like text into the Straight Sex Show, and they'll be able to give you some advice. But as far as I know, I think it's a very common thing when girls do that once a month, don't they?
I want to say I feel like you should tell your partner if you're on your period, but then should you? Like, is that a problematic thing to say?
It's just like go on a night out. So yeah, I think it's probably unavoidable, which is why we're gay.
Well, I'm sure it helps with like lubrication.
Sure. I
have no idea.
Nope. You're literally talking to the two most unknowledgeable people in straight sex.
I went on a Tinder date the other day, and within the first half hour, he had already told me about his ex and been super rude to me, basically doing all the classic deal breakers. But I still went home and slept with him that night. I'm going to make myself sound like a slut, but we don't do slut shaming here on the Callum McSwiggan Show, so
nope.
So I think that's fine, because... This might... I feel like this is a bad thing to say.
Uh-oh.
But if I go on a date with somebody and I'm really physically attracted to them, mm-hmm. and they turn out to be a bit of a dick, I might still sleep with them.
True.
As like a one-off, like, oh, a bit of fun. Like, why not? Let's just have fun with
like
it.
I guess you're putting all that time and effort. So I might as well just like, have a bit of fun at the end of it.
Yeah, and if they're attractive physically, then
true.
I might still go for it.
And then just not see them again, maybe.
Yeah, but I think I'd be upfront about that as well. Like, oh, I don't think this is going to go anywhere. But, you know, if you want to... come back to mine for some fun.
Yes, I'm sure you would tell them that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But yeah, no, I get, what about the sort of whole bringing up exes on first dates? I must admit, I feel like a lot of dates you end up talking about exes is just like...
Yeah, like, I feel like it...
You kind of want to know about one's history.
I think it can come up naturally in conversation. I think it's just the way you talk about it. Like, if you just suddenly start rambling on about your ex for no reason, then I think that's a massive red flag.
Especially within the first half an hour as well.
Yeah,
as they've said.
Exactly. But if it comes up in conversation, like, I don't know, you want to tell a really funny story that happens to involve your ex because it's relevant to the conversation, then I think that's absolutely fine.
True. And he was apparently also super rude.
Yeah, that's the bit that you like.
I feel like it's probably he's just like trying to make a joke or something, and then it's just like gone terribly wrong and sounded rude. but who knows. But that is, yeah, it's a shame. But hey, at least you had fun that night.
Yeah, I hope you had fun. And don't feel ashamed of it. Live your best life.
Yeah, YOLO.
One last one, Doug.
Okay, my sexual kink is to have someone spit in my mouth, and I find it hard to find a partner that enjoys this as much as I do.
I dated someone who really liked me to spit in their mouth.
Really? And would you do it?
Yeah, like, it's not really my thing. Like, it didn't do it for me, but it also, like, it didn't turn me off. So I was like, yeah, why? Like, I'll spit in your mouth. Why not?
It does kind of like slightly gross me out. I
get that.
I'd have to think about it. I certainly wouldn't want someone to spit in my mouth. Yeah, I think.
I think I'm the same. It wasn't a reciprocal thing. It's very much like, okay, I'll do this for you, but no backsies.
Have you done any other kinks for people?
Me? Oh, weird? Like, how long you got?
Oh, okay, go on.
I've got a long... Like, I've dated loads of people who've been into really interesting things. And yeah. I'm kind of I'm open to experimenting on most things. There are a few things, like, kind of like vomit and scat, which for me, just a bit far.
A little bit. For me. Maybe just at the weekends.
But, you know, pretty much most other things, I'm willing to give it a go.
Fair enough. And there's me, like... cringing at spit.
Yeah.
I know. So innocent.
And what a lovely way to end the show.
Indeed,
that brings
vomit
us
and
to the
and
end.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Doug, tell us really quickly one last time about your EP and where people can get it.
Thank you, Callum. My EP is called It's Okay to Be Gay. It came out just on Monday, so we are still amongst some of the first people to hear it in the world. How awesome is that?
And
that's
amazing.
You can go and stream it on Spotify. It is available everywhere on all the music platforms, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. Just search It's Okay to Be Gay. And that rhymed, which is super cute. Thanks everyone who's like sent in really supportive messages. It like literally means so much, as it has been like my first big project and my first big music release. So it's been really fun. And thank you, Callum, for having me on here to play it as well. The first ever radio play.
Yes, exclusive. Exclusive
right
on FUBAR Radio.
Amazing.
It's been amazing to have you on, Doug. And I wish you all the success with your EP.
Thank you so
much. Gonna play you out with an amazing trio of wonderful queer artists. Yeah. This is Muna.
Bye.
I knew when you told me you don't wanna go home tonight, and you tried to just shrug it off when I asked why. Somebody hurt you, somebody hurt you, but you're here.